Tallgrass Motors. I got to spend a little bit of time this morning with Cheyenne Trail and friends from Tri-County Tech. Good morning, Cheyenne. How's
Good
it going today?
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a great day in the neighborhood. It's Friday. It's a little cooler, kind of feeling that fall thing. We're not totally into the wear a jacket to work every morning yet,
not quite.
It's coming.
Well, for me, yes, because I'm not used to this cold weather still.
Well, okay.
I'm the weird one that wears a jacket when it's, you know, 85 degrees.
Well, nonetheless, you're always welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning. Tri-County Tech, I know things are going well, and we're kind of focusing on the marketing program this morning.
We are. We have our marketing program, which is a two-year high school program at Tri-County Tech. So I have some students with me today. I have a second-year senior from Oklahoma Union, Miss Cassidy McKee.
Okay.
And then I have a first-year junior at Copan, Mr. Sam McClarthy. So, Ms. Glathery.
We'll get it right, Sam.
He's looking
it's okay.
At me.
Some of us can pronounce what's written on the paper, and some of us, never mind.
That's not a big deal.
He says it quickly, so
yeah.
I just run it together usually.
I say it with confidence. You're great.
Yeah, exactly.
But really, what are we talking about? They're picking up marketing skills so they can then go out in the workplace or, for that matter, have their own marketing business, right?
Exactly. So most of our students do prepare for college. So whenever they leave us at Tri-County Tech, they move on to a university and study programs like marketing, or they go into advertising, or some students like to go right into retail, or they like to start their own business, or do that simultaneously. So we have some students that run their own business while they're in school, and they're very successful.
And I think while you didn't mention it, I can easily see if you've got good writing skills as well, you can kind of go on the public relations side of things, and so
exactly.
You can work it all the way around.
It can. There are a lot of different options for these students after they leave us, so we want to make sure we prepare them. So their curriculum is a big variety of some things that they need to learn, a lot of public speaking, a lot of interview skills, that type of thing that gets them ready for work and for school.
Sooner or later, I'm going to retire. One of these students can step in and take over.
They could. Might want to watch out, Charlie.
Well, it happens to all of us sooner or later. Down the hall, don't worry. I'm not talking about anything real soon. But let's go ahead and meet the students, first of all. And I guess we'll do ladies first. Cassidy, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in. You were, I believe, here last year. Am I correct?
Yes, sir, Charlie. I was. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you. And I don't remember the entire conversation, but I do remember that you were kind of jumped in with both feet.
Yes, I did. So last year I was Miss Early Oklahoma Teen, which sparked my interest in marketing, trying to gain sponsors for my year and such. Really developed my interest for marketing, and I took it just to see how much I liked it. And here I am as a second year, and I'm loving it.
She came back. It's great.
I'm back.
And I'm sure because the Miss Oklahoma Teen and programs like that ask you to develop a cause, a program, something that you can be a spokesperson for. So it kind of works in all the way around.
Yes, sir. There's always a lot of public speaking involved with the Miss Early Oklahoma Teen aspect. So going into marketing really wasn't that big of a step or very scary, and it just kind of fit my personality, and like I said, I enjoy every minute.
Yeah, how's year two going for you so far?
It's going great. We have a really good class this year. Our numbers are up a lot, and it's really fun to see the first years grow and develop into the program like I did last year. And so being a second year, it's really fun to watch that.
Yeah, it's just kind of like I'll compare it to being a senior and looking back at those juniors and sophomores.
Yeah,
and you say,
exactly.
I used to be where you are. It's okay. You can get there.
Exactly. And, you know, even though it's only mid-October, I've seen the changes in a couple of students in particular. I've already seen those changes and them progress already. And to me, that is really fun to see, and I enjoy it. So
well, yeah. Work-wise, I'll say preparation-wise for work, I know you get to turn in a lot of projects. You already mentioned a lot of public speaking. The experience helps, right?
Oh, yes, sir. It is definitely real-world experience, and that's what I love most about our program is it's hands-on. And to me, I feel like it's one of the programs that's going to prepare you best for whatever career, whether you go into marketing or start your own business or maybe something completely different. It's still real life skills that you're going to use everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you've I'll say Cheyenne talked about those interview skills. Mm-hmm. So again, even if you all of a sudden decide to become, I don't know, a CPA and work for a major corporation, you still need that job interview skill.
Oh, definitely. I've always thought I would go into the medical field, but you're always going to have to market yourself and your business if you worked for yourself, and you use it in everything. Marketing is in everything.
Well, here again, take that interest in medical somewhere along the line and become the public spokesman for the hospital.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very versatile. You can do anything with it.
Well, and again, the basic principles of marketing, please correct me if I'm wrong, but you're still looking at getting information out to the public, making whatever your product or service is something that the public wants to find out more about.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, a lot of marketing or a lot of advertising and promotions, as well as public relations as well. So you're constantly interacting with the people that you're reaching out to. So
yeah. What's on the schedule for next semester for you?
Next semester, towards the end of the semester, we'll start our big research projects, which will be really fun. And next semester brings a lot of recruiting to our high schools. And so we'll get to go out to our high schools and bring in those new students, hopefully bring in some more numbers again. And then it'll be state contest and our international competition. So mm-hmm. That's really exciting and some big things for us.
Yeah, when I first heard about the international competition, I kind of scratched my head and said, wait a minute, these are high school students mm-hmm. and they're competing internationally. What a trip. That's great.
It is. You know, last year they were in Anaheim, California, and a lot of the students that went had never been out of the state or never been out on a plane ride. And so for those students who haven't, it's an experience that they might not have got otherwise. And it's just, what an opportunity to compete on an international level.
How do you get to qualify for that?
So you have to be first, second, or third in state. And if you win first in your category at state, your trip is paid for by Tech. So that's really interesting, kind of gives you something to shoot for. And yeah, so if you win one of those spots at state, then you are automatically qualified for internationals.
That's wonderful. Yeah. The research project, and is that an assigned topic or do you get to choose?
Well, we have an assigned topic, so to say. This year it's all about customer service and getting the most out of your customer service.
Ask the public about that. They'll tell you what they
find. But you can choose your business to study. So if you have your own business, you can do research over your customer service and how to improve or what you do well. So you can make it to fit you, but there is a topic assigned.
Yeah, well, I just suggest a project for you. Stand outside of any business and ask the public, you know, what did you think of the customer service skills of the person at the cash register or whatever, you know. Well, that sounds like a great project for you. Recommendations, how are you going to go back to Copan High School and talk to your fellow students?
Well, I actually go to Oklahoma Union.
I apologize.
No.
Wrong student. My bad.
You are fine. But I always enjoy talking about Tech to my fellow classmates, and especially underclassmen that are looking to maybe go to Tech the following year or whatever. And I just tell them, you know, it's real world experience that you're not going to gain at your high school, and gets you out of the high school for a little bit, and you get to meet new people. I love that we have all these different sending schools, and you meet students your age from, you know, maybe 5-6 different schools, and that's a really neat aspect and prepares you for college for sure. Yeah. So,
okay, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to hear from Sam McLathery when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing a community connection on 1400 K1, and again featuring the marketing students from Tri-County Tech, and let's see, Cassidy was a second-year student. Sam Year number one, you've been out there now for all of, what, about 6 weeks more or less?
Yes, sir. It seems like it's been not very long, but in reality, it's been a couple months. It's gone by way fast.
And I would estimate to say that's about 5.5, because you had a few days of still getting what's going on, but the rest of it, 5.5 weeks or so of some hard work for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Learning a lot in the past 5 weeks.
What stands out for you as far as, first of all, the last 5 weeks, and then we'll look forward to the rest of the semester?
What stands out to me the most about tech right now is probably the whole social aspect of it. Like Cassidy said, it's a bunch of new students. I mean, I'm used to a class of about 20 at Copan, which I'm growing up with, and mm-hmm. then here I am at Tech, the first day of school, and there's, I think, 3 kids from Copan, and then I already knew Cassidy. So, I mean, give or take 12 kids I didn't even know, and then now I'm really close with. So, I mean, it's a great experience.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. I know you've got some things to your credit. And now I can't actually talk Copan. We'll kind of leave the football season alone because things haven't gone real well.
Yeah.
How would you market the team with what's going on?
I don't know. I mean, the team, it's a lot of fun. It's lighthearted practice. I mean, we always have a good time. Coaches are great. I like the coaches. They always keep it light. Practice is pretty simple. It doesn't take a whole lot of brain to be able to play football for us. And we get our practice about 4:30, so, I mean, that's not too hard to beat.
No, that sounds great. I think I'd like to sign up for that team. You also play, you're a multi-sport athlete.
This year I'm going to be a 5-sport athlete.
Wow.
I tried football, and that didn't work out, so now I'm practicing basketball and powerlifting, and then after powerlifting's over, I'll finish up basketball in February. And then I'll start baseball in March and track probably right after basketball gets out.
I was going to say with a big smile on my face, how'd you manage to leave out cross country and rest? But it's okay.
Yeah.
What got you interested in the marketing program? Who said what to say, come on, Sam, you need to do this?
Well, at first when I was in eighth grade, I toured graphic communications because my parents are really good friends with Miss Peterson over there. Mm-hmm. And I toured there for like a whole day and played around the computer and saw what they do. And I was really interested in it. And she also took me to the marketing program. And that kind of caught my interest, but not as much as it did last year during the tours. And during the tours, I signed up for graphic communications and marketing. And graphic communications sounded great, but I felt more at home with the marketing just because the whole social aspect and just the total environment in the classroom, just the whole tone it sets is unreal.
Well, and certainly it's an expanding field. Every business, every interest group needs somebody to be their marketing spokesman, whether it's actual, you know, verbal communications or graphic communications or simply getting something out so the rest of us in the news media know what's going on.
Yes, sir.
Any particular interest so far as, you're one student. I'm not going to hold you to anything here, but any interest on down the road?
I'm planning on going to NEO maybe after high school gets out. It's close to home. Mom doesn't want me to go off to or Indiana too far yet.
No.
So NEO for sure, possibility, or OU, OSU.
Do you already find yourself going back to school after class and becoming a recruiter for the marketing program?
And
we're only talking a few weeks here.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see kind of what pans out within the next couple weeks.
Okay, sounds great. Well, listen, you're both excellent spokesmen for the program, and very excited about what's going on. And
yes,
I think
sir, thank
the enthusiasm
you.
Is probably what shows through the most. And best of luck for the next several years and for a career. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheyenne, you brought in a couple of great, beginning professionals. And
I think they
speak very highly of what they're getting every day.
They are. They are some great students. So we're excited to have them at Tri-County.
Yeah. What else is going on? I know, you, of course, the market's open, and that means some great lunchtime stuff.
We do. At the market right now, we do have some General Tso's chicken coming up, some fried chicken. We are going to be out for a little bit, so we have a fall break for our students. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be gone next Thursday and Friday, so our market will be closed. So remember that. But other than that, you can come out for specials any other day. We have some sour cream chicken enchiladas coming up. I'm very excited about those.
Sounds great. Pawhuska, what's going on over there on the first
Pawhuska.
Monday?
Pawhuska. So we do offer testing over there now. So for our adult programs, we do need a test score for most of them. It's an AccuPlacer test that replaced the Compass mm-hmm. last year. So we now offer it at Pawhuska. For those in the area, they don't have to travel all the way back to Bartlesville. So the first Monday of every month, they can just walk in the same hours. Our walk-in hours are about 8:30 to 2:30, and take that test there. And they don't have to run over to Bartlesville. So even during their lunch break, they could do that.
A lot of the listeners probably got something in the mail from Tri-County within the last week
they
or so.
Did. Yes, we are switching over. We're transitioning to the monthly mailer instead of the seasonal mailer. Mm-hmm. So that catalog used to be very big, have a lot of information, a little daunting.
It was chock full of stuff.
It is.
But you had to sit down and read it.
Right. We want to simplify it a little bit for you, make it easy, make it quick. So we have a monthly mailer out. It's just one large postcard size. So you can see what's going on in the next month or so. Plan mm-hmm. out your month, all the activities you want to do, and direct to the website. We keep that updated so you can quickly go on there and register for your experiences or your classes. That's for that community ed, those fun hobby things, and for that learning. You need to expand your knowledge on different things.
You're also working with people who are already trying to get into the workplace in addition to the high school aged students, and mm-hmm. I think the cosmetology program probably needs a few people to go over and visit.
They do. So they have $10 pink strands. I have one in my hair now. I went and got mine, and this supports breast cancer awareness. So every year they do have this fundraiser. So you just walk in to our salon. We have a salon there, and mm-hmm. it's full service, so you can come in and get your pedicures, your manicures, get your hair done, anything you need. But right now we also offer in the entire month of October for just $10, you get that pink strand, and everybody knows that you support that breast cancer awareness. So we are excited. So stop into that salon.
The salon's customers, I assume that's similar to like the dental cleaning program for the dental students. So you've got faculty supervising students doing a lot of the work.
Yes, all of the students do the work, but we have a supervisor for all of them. So our instructors watch over and make sure that they are doing what they need to do. But you have a student with you working on you, so you get to see how they grow and everything that they're learning. It is, and you can come back just like a real client. So if you have somebody that has done your hair and you just really love them, you make an appointment with them just like you would at a separate salon.
Yeah, at a traditional business.
Traditional, yes.
One other thing that I think we have a little bit of time for, some of the other Fast Track and Flex programs. Adobe?
Yes. So our Fast Track and Flex programs are designed for working individuals because you have class 1 to 2 nights a week, so in the evening time, so you can still work and then get your knowledge in the evening. So we have Adobe InDesign coming up. It's mm-hmm. $4.95, and that's going to be Monday and Wednesdays, and it starts on Monday. So you still have some time to get in, so it's not a hard set. You can still come in and say you want to take that class, and it goes till December. That's an evening class. And then we also have a couple after that. So after that one ends, you could do Photoshop and then Illustrator. So if you want to learn the entire Adobe package, mm-hmm. then you can buy it all as a bundle for $8.99, which is a fantastic deal. So, and you could just buy it all at once, get them all three, or you can just do the individual ones if you only need one thing.
Sounds like three extra add-ons for the marketing students.
Especially if you own a business or work in a smaller business and you need to learn how to make those ads for the examiner, for any blasts that go out, then this would be a great tool to have in your pocket.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. How do you get signed up?
So you can either call us, so 918-331-3333, our favorite number, right?
Yep.
Or you can visit tricountytech.edu to learn some more. You can call Lauren directly. She will get you all set up. And her number is 918-331-3291. And she'll walk you through the process. So you get your information in. For that one InDesign class, you mm-hmm. don't have to take that AccuPlacer. So you can just sign up immediately and you don't have to worry about test scores to get into that.
Okay, your future is starting now at Tri-County.
It is.
Thank you so
much. I'm actually taking that class.
Are you really?
Some refreshers, yes. So come join me.
There you go.
We're going to have some fun.
Okay, sounds like a great, great deal. Cheyenne Trail with us this morning, and a couple of students, Cassidy McKee and Sam McGlathery, on a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel.